Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on a Patriots Friday. Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's the final half hour of the program. So the stuff we didn't get a chance to get to, we do in the Grab Bag, including a nice little baseball game last night, if you're interested. The final wild card game was game three between the Brewers and the Mets. Pete Alonso socking a big game-winning dinger, and the Mets advance 4-2 over Milwaukee.
This guy the Red Sox were linked to at the trade deadline. They said, we don't need that guy.
We don't need big Pete Alonso.
Now the Polar Bears smacking, rather. Not
what?
Snogging.
Snogging. Ooh, he's snogging?
Yeah, he's hitting go-ahead dingers there in the postseason.
Not bad.
Wise men say, forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for...
Grab bag.
Four divisional series games tomorrow. Tigers, Guardians, the early game, and then Mets, Phillies, Royals, Yankees, Padres, Dodgers. So let's just do a quick who wins the series, Tigers or Guardians?
I'm sticking Tigers.
Me too.
Ride with the Tigers.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ride with them.
Mets and Phillies.
Phillies.
Phillies. Dave Dombrowski, Bryce Harper, October Harper.
Yeah.
Yes, please. No,
I think they're going to win the whole thing.
You got the Phillies winning it all?
Not to spoil that.
Well, forget it.
Yeah, forget the rest of Grab.
Have a great rest of your day, everybody. Royals, Yankees?
I'll go Yankees on that one.
Garrett Cole, Michael Wacha in game one.
Yeah, I don't like Garrett Cole, but I think the Yankees win that series.
And then Dodgers, Padres.
I'm going to go. Give me Padres in that one.
I like
Padres have been hot. Give me the Padres.
Yamamoto, Dylan Cease. The matchup. Kind of a nice, juicy matchup. I want to take a Tigers-Dodgers World Series.
Ooh.
That's what I said after, like, going into the playoffs. I'm
sticking with Yankees Phillies. That's what I said.
Very good. It's all still very much in play.
Something's got to give.
You've been hit by a smooth grab bag.
Celtics Nuggets opening up the preseason in Abu Dhabi. They're currently in the third quarter. Celtics trail by 9. Four of their starters were playing in this game, which is to be expected. I mean, you travel halfway around the world. It's a showcase game.
I would imagine you're playing some of your guys.
It looks like everybody is in. I even saw Jokic running up and down at one point. Who knows? I haven't logged the minutes on it, but they were all out there. Tatum, Brown, White, Holiday.
He probably loves the UAE. I watched the Anthony Bourdain episode a long time ago where he was there. I think he was in Dubai, not Abu Dhabi, but the horses there. Jokic loves his horses. Mm-hmm. So he probably enjoys being there. But how are the Celtics doing?
I told you they're down 9.
Oh, you did say that.
Yeah. No, I led with the score.
I was busy thinking about what to say about Anthony Bourdain.
I understand.
Yes. Yeah.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your
grab bags.
Wearing this. Wearing only this.
Only that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Bruins and Kings last night. You got a little peek into the life of what it might be like without Jeremy Swayman as Corpusalo blows.
Yeah.
Corpusalo blows.
Corpusablos.
Corpusablos.
Wow, you should be in charge.
Dude,
of these.
We were all around it today.
Yeah.
It's Corpusablos. But I also, what did I say? Done with Swayman? No. Can't stand Swayman. What was my thing when Swayman?
Sick of Sway.
Sick of Sway. I'm sick of Sway.
Hashtag sick of Sway, and you yeah, are
sick of Sway.
Something with Bussy.
Oh, Bussy or Bust.
Bussy.
Which goes back to Corpusablos.
Corpusablos is yeah. pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot.
You are my sunshine, my only
grab bag.
It was you and I who were Porcelblo, right? That was you?
Rick Porcelblo.
Yeah.
Then he won a Cy Young, I think, right after that.
He's still kind of.
I'm not saying he's
all
he's not
it.
A great player. I'm just telling you. Caitlin Clark. Now, careful talking about Caitlin Clark.
Careful. Yeah.
She was
a
the.
A lot of honkies in here.
She was the WNBA Rookie of the Year. Did not win it unanimously.
Yeah. Oh,
67 voters for the prestigious award.
Who got the other vote, though?
Angel Reese.
Yeah.
The Bayou Barbie.
I don't think that's going to help. That's not going to help people being calm about this.
She set the rebounds record until she didn't. She had it for like a week. It was like being like.
The rookie rebound record?
It was like winning the title on a pay-per-view on Sunday, then losing it on Monday Night Raw. That's what happened to the Bayou Barbie.
I mean, they're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from.
Grab bag.
Terry Francona coming back to manage. This surprised me.
Very surprising.
Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing that surprised. It's like, number one, he's managing again. Shocking.
Yeah.
Number two, the Reds.
The Reds?
That's the best you got?
I mean, Ellie De La Cruz. A lot of swipes.
I mean, look.
You like a swipe guy?
I would have assumed. I do. I love it.
Yeah.
But I would have assumed Francona's more than qualified for, like, the Dodgers if they open. Well, he's just taking the Reds' job.
Just taking the Reds'
loves
job.
Loves being in Ohio. He's in Cleveland, moves to the other side. A lot of Guardians fans now are like, how dare you?
Does Dad play for the Reds? Is that what the connection
Probably,
is?
Probably, yeah. Like yeah. Yeah, actually, that sounds right.
For the Reds.
He also played for the Reds? Oh, okay.
Did he?
I think so.
Tito.
All right. He thinks so.
Well, Billy and I looked it up this morning. Billy just told me he played there for a season.
Counts. Counts. Oh, I mean, that definitely counts.
That definitely,
oh,
absolutely sure. counts, yeah.
Honey, where's my
grab bag?
What?
Where is my
grab bag?
College football Saturday. Actually, you know what? Before I get to the college football Saturday slate, how about tonight? Number 25, UNLV, playing in their first game.
Not the game I was thinking of.
No.
Without Sluka.
Sluka.
Yeah.
Sluka left because he was promised $100,000. He received $3,000.
Superfly Sluka.
Yep. So he's a better guy, though.
Yeah, no, I think so, yeah.
But they're 4-0, ranked number 25 in the country. They are hosting Syracuse tonight at 9 o'clock. But first game without their quarterback, so interesting.
I was going to the only thing I was really thinking about plunking down on in that game was the Syracuse total. I meant to look that up earlier today, but I'll take the over on the Q's total there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have that off the top of my head.
I was starting to fish around on that.
Boston College UVA tomorrow.
Tommy Touchdowns
is playing.
He's back out there.
It's that sweet, sweet relief.
Very excited.
Yeah.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Grab bag?
Malik Nabers. Rookie of the Year candidate ruled out for the Giants on Sunday.
Yeah, that's scary. It was a concussion at the end of the Thursday night game, and he had 10 days to get ready for the game, and he's still not practicing. That's a scary one.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Speaking of Thursday night football, you had a shootout in the NFC South last night. Your Falcons topped my Bucks in overtime, 36-30. Both guys spinning it. As many have pointed out, Kirk Cousins, more passing yards last night than Jacoby Brissett has in four games. Don't listen to those stats, though. Alex Van Pelt would have you know that it's trending up.
Alex Van Pelt would never want to hear any of that.
Things are looking pretty good, but Mayfield and Cousins threw more touchdowns in the game than Brissett has all season.
Yeah, if you missed any Alex Van Pelt in his defense of his offense, it's on the Odyssey app. By the way, he threw for 500 yards last night. Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
Three quarterbacks have thrown for more than 500 yards multiple times in a game. Any guesses?
Marcus Tuiasosopo.
Nope. Tom Brady, twice.
Oh, Tom Brady.
Drew Brees, twice. Patrick Mahomes, I don't believe ever has, believe it or not. One quarterback has done it four times.
Wait, a quarterback's done it for 500 yards four times
is the record. One quarterback's done it. It's not Brady. It's not Breeze.
Chad Henne?
No.
It's a scrub or a good player?
No, good player.
Oh. Peyton Manning?
No. Roethlisberger.
Oh.
Roethlisberger has four 500-yard games.
Yeah, at one point, the Steelers flipped. That was probably most of it to Antonio Brown.
And yeah,
I bet it was like an Antonio Brown season.
09, 14, 17, 21. So like 09, that was way before Antonio Brown.
Yeah, but 14, what did you say, 14, 16, 17?
14, 17, 21.
Oh, so not 21, but
500-yard passing games is wild.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
They're letting them Big Ben sling it.
Yeah, back
bit.
When Norm Van Brocklin was the first to do it, they never saw it coming.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
This is my
grab bag.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Jones, you know what it's time for? I said, do you know what it's time for?
What's that?
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
That's right. It's random right. Baseball player of the day during Grab Bag, where I come up with a player from days gone by, and then Jones, Billy, and Nick try to guess said player. You can also play along at home. And today, with the Milwaukee Brewers being eliminated from the playoffs last night, I thought I'd go with a famous Brewer. This gentleman played from 1994 to 2007, 8 years with the Brewers.
Gary Sheffield.
Not Gary Sheffield.
Richie Sexton.
Nope.
Wow, good one.
Also played
Fred
with
Council.
Nice. Colorado, Seattle, Arizona, Minnesota, and San Diego. But again, 8 years in Milwaukee.
Rich Cirillo.
Who?
Rich Cirillo.
Close.
Am I?
That's not a guy. But
is it not?
No.
Somebody Cirillo? Jeff Cirillo.
Yes, it is. Jeff Cirillo.
Wow.
Excellent.
Paul Perillo.
Paul Perillo.
I've been what did I have for it?
Eduardo Alfonso, you were like Edgar Alphonse.
Yeah, something's wrong. I'm like right around it, but
there.
Something's wrong. Yeah.
Jeff Cirillo. Two-time All-Star, 97 and 2000, played the hot corner for the Brew Crew.
Yeah.
Topped out at 17 dong.
I feel like he'd gap you a double, though.
Oh, and he'd hit you a nice average.
Yeah.
296 career.
Wow.
296 career
That's
average.
A player.
Yeah, he was nice.
Ichiro.
He was a really useful player. Yeah, he would hit.
Oh, my God. 53 doubles and two. I was in Colorado.
Yeah, he'd. But still, it doesn't count.
He was gapping doubles like crazy there. That's like 20 everywhere.
Yeah.
Else. Yeah.
No, he was real good. 115 RBI in Colorado.
Yeah.
Like, please.
Pre-humidor.
Like, sir. He would, like, top out at 80.
He still only had 11. His home runs actually went down the year he was in Colorado. He went from 15 down to 11, back up to 7. Oh, that was also in Colorado.
That's a guy who did it the right way.
Yep.
That's a guy who played it the right way.
The clean way.
All right, and then let's see, though. One more thing here.
Well, hello, Mr.
Grab Bag.
Horror movie of the day. It is October, or Dorktober, for those who celebrate. I've been taking some heat on the horror movie selections thus far.
Such a shame.
I know. I'm going with ones I like.
Were people complaining about The Conjuring yesterday?
No, people were like, oh, finally a good one. I was like, I don't know. I want something maybe they haven't seen or whatever. But I'm going with 2005's The Devil's Rejects. You could stream it on Peacock. It's the sequel to House of a Thousand Corpses.
This I've seen. This is Rob Zombie.
Yes. Rob Zombie directed it.
This I've seen.
Haverhill Zone, Rob Zombie. And you don't need to see House of a Thousand Corpses. You can, but this is one that very much is also like a standalone. It's much more real life than Corpses is. You got three kind of psychos on the run from the law. Love it. Love this movie. One of my favorites. Great soundtrack. Great stuff. A little gory. You know, you'll be careful for that.
It's gory for sure.
Head on a swivel.
He's from Haverhill.
Yeah, he hates Haverhill.
Yeah, doesn't
he's from
like
Haverhill, hates it.
Wow.
Yeah, he didn't have a great time growing up. He can't stand it. He's done like a few interviews talking about it. He cannot stand Haverhill.
Carlos Pena from Haverhill probably loves it.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you, if I ever got that interview with him, maybe he could have told me.
Rob's brother, Spider, who's the lead singer of Power Man 5000, also a Haverhill guy. So there you go. The Haverhill Hall of Fame. We need one more for the big four.
Yeah,
there.
We have Haverhill Mount Rushmore.
Who's your Haverhill Mount Rushmore?
Carlos Pena.
Zombie Spider, Carlos Pena. Open spot. Somebody can call in. Make
TBD.
A case.
Yeah, TBD. Make your case for the Haverhill Mount Rushmore.
All right, okay. There you go. That's it for today.
Nice work every day.
It's grab bag. It's grab bag.
It's my
grab bag.
My
grab bag.
It's every day here on Jones and Keefe. Now, people very much like your keys there, Keefe.
Yeah.
Both the keys to the game, but also your keys on the ring there. If you're
physical,
watching,
physical keys.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEE.
TV host Tom Bergeron, Haverhill.
Wow. Oh, we just closed it then. Go ahead and start chiseling that rock up there. Mount Rushmore of Haverhill is set.
Okay.
Tom Bergeron? No way.
How about that? How's about
wow.
that?
Wow.
Okay.
That's a nice, you got a nice town up there, guys. You from Haverhill?
Noah Vonleh.
Oh, Noah Vonleh. Dude, Noah Vonleh.
First round pick?
Yeah, then he went to
Indiana?
New Hampton.
Oh, where'd he go? Oh, I don't know.
I think he prepped at New Hampton. Haverhill, New Hampton, first round bust.
Yeah.
Lottery bust.
Lottery bust.
Yeah.
Big time.
Noah Vonleh, though.
I think he's not getting paid in China right now.
Yeah.
Can we just show poll quick? Tom Bergeron or Noah Vonleh? Who's the fourth on the Haverhill Mount Rushmore?
I'm gonna have
Tom
Bergeron.
If we could just.
I kind of like Vonleh.
It's a quick, it's a real quick answer.
A lot of upside still in Vonleh.
What's
have you ever heard of Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, look, you're right.
It's a very popular show.
Can we
Hollywood
settle?
Squares, I believe.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Oh, for sure, Hollywood Squares.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.